The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim has narrated about the divine words, "And remember the favor of Allah on you, and his covenant, with which he bound you firmly, when you said, 'We have heard and we obey.'" The Holy Quran 5:7. Meaning, "Remember the bounty of your Lord, and the covenant deeply when you had said, 'We have heard and we have obeyed,'" when the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, took promise from you about the Vilaya and Imama of Milana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, but after the demise of the Holy Prophet, they broke the promise.
The Blessed Kolaini has quoted Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, thus in the explanation of the divine words. "He it is who created you, but one of you is an unbeliever, and another of you is a believer." The Holy Quran 64:2. Allah had taken the covenant from you on that very day, when you were merely a particle in the loin of Adam, and knew about your belief and disbelief about our Vilaya.
It is also narrated from Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, that Allah has addressed Amirul Mu'minin in the verse, "And had they, when they were unjust to themselves, come to you and asked forgiveness of Allah, and the Apostle had also asked forgiveness for them, they would have found Allah oft returning to mercy, merciful. But no. By your Lord. They do not believe in reality, until they make you a judge of that which has become a matter of disagreement among them, and then do not find any straightness in their hearts as to what you have decided and submit with entire submission." The Holy Quran 4:64-65. The Imam said that this address is about the cursed scripture, which the first and the second hypocrites, Abu Bakr and Omar and their group, wrote and decided among themselves that, when Allah will call up Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, from the world, they will not allow caliphate to pass in the hands of Bani Hashim. The Imam said that, by the divine words, a matter of disagreement among them, is meant that those people oppressed their own hearts, who became apostates due to this deed, and that, their faith will not be legitimate until they come to Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, and seek pardon from Allah. This hints at the point that, these words are not addressed to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, otherwise, Allah would have used the words, "And you had also asked forgiveness for them, their repentance will be accepted." Then, he described how their repentance should be, that there it is not accepted, and their faith is not proper, unless they come to Amirul Mu'minin, and confess their sins, and may make him their adjudicator, saying that if he may either kill them, because of this sin, or may forgive them and pardon them. In short, whatever he orders will be acceptable to them, and they will be happy with it, without feeling grudge in their hearts. When they repent in this way, then only their repentance will be accepted. Thereafter he said, "And then, do not find any straightness in their hearts as to what you have decided and submit with entire submission," and the Hazrat explained that it means that, if they do as they have been advised to do, regarding Amirul Mu'minin Ali, alayhi salam, doubtlessly it will be better for them.
Similarly, as regards the verse, "Nay. You prefer the life of this world," the Holy Quran 87:16. Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, said that here "world" is meant, is those people who adopt the vilaya of the first, the second, and the third hypocrite caliphs, Abu Bakr, Omar, Osman, and all the false tyrant caliphs who ruled over the world. While the hereafter is better and more lasting. Imam said, it means the vilaya of Amirul Mu'minin, alayhi salam, which results in reward in the hereafter.
Likewise, Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, is reported to have said in the explanation of the holy verse, "Then, set your face upright for religion in the right state." The Holy Quran 30:30. Meaning, set your faces rightly towards the true religion whereby inclining towards religion from the false world. The nature made by Allah in which He has made men. The Holy Quran 30:30. Meaning, on which Allah created people. The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim, Safar, and ibn Babaway, Rahmatullah alayhim, have, with many chains of narrators, quoted Imam Riza and Imam Sa'adik, alayhimas salam, that on the Day of the Covenant, Allah created the people with His awareness, and also on the faith that, there is no God except Allah, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, Ali is the valet of Allah. Thus, accepting the oneness of Allah without acceptance of the imamah of Amirul Mu'mineen, makes one a polytheist, mushrik.
Similarly, in the explanation of the verse, surely, as for those who believe then, disbelieve, again believe and again disbelieve, then increase in disbelief, Allah will not forgive them, nor guide them in the right path. The Holy Quran 4, 137. It is reliably reported that, Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, said, this verse has been revealed about the first, the second, and the third hypocrite caliphs, Abu Bakr, Umar, Osman, who believed orally in the beginning, and then became deniers, that is, they displayed their disbelief, when the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, put before them the vilaya of Amirul Mu'mineen, saying, Ali is master and the leader of the one whose master and leader I am. Then, when the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ordered to give oath of allegiance, bayat, they confessed by compulsion, and also gave the oath. But thereafter, when the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, passed away, they broke the allegiance and progressed in disbelief, and put pressure on those who had given the allegiance to Amirul Mu'mineen on the day of Ghadir that, they should give allegiance to Abu Bakr and Umar or put pressure on Amirul Mu'mineen for allegiance. Thus, surely no share of goodness and faith remained for them.
About the meaning of the verse. Surely, as for those who return on their backs, after that guidance has become manifest to them, the shaitan has made it a light matter to them, and he gives them respite. The Holy Quran 47, 25. The Imam said that, they are the first, second and the third caliphs. Abu Bakr, Umar, Osman who turned away from faith after accepting orally the vilaya of Amirul Mu'mineen.
Similarly, the same Imam has, in the explanation of the divine words. Surely, as for those who disbelieve, and hinder men from Allah's way, and from the sacred mosque, which we have made equally for all men, for the dweller therein and for the visitor, and whoever shall incline therein to wrong unjustly, we will make him taste of a painful chastisement. The Holy Quran 22, 25. Meaning, the one who intends to do a haram or impermissible deed and may turn from truth tyrannically and unjustly to him, we will give a painful punishment, said that, this verse has been revealed about Abu Bakr and Umar and Osman, and Abu Ubaidah Jirrah, who had they had entered Kaaba, and made an agreement about their denial and rejection of what was revealed in the praise of Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam. They became apostates, malhead, because of the oppression they had meted out to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his legatee Ali ibn Abi Talib. So, the group of oppressors has been distanced from the mercy of Allah.
Similarly, it is narrated from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, in the explanation of the verse. Most surely you are at variance with each other in what you say, the Holy Quran 51, 8. That their discussion was regarding the vilaya of Ali. One who turns away from the vilaya of Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, is turned away from paradise.
Likewise, the blessed Skolani and Ibn Mahiyar have quoted Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, that, the verse was revealed in this way. But most men do not consent to aught, but denying, the vilaya of Ali. The Holy Quran 17, 89. And this verse was revealed thus. And say, O Messenger! The truth about the vilaya of Ali, is from your Lord, so let him who please believe, and let him who please disbelieve, surely, we have prepared for the iniquitous or oppressing people about Ali Muhammad a fire, the curtains of which shall encompass them about, the Holy Quran 18, 29. A Bukhari scholar, has reported that, according to Ibn Abbas, a group of people asked the Holy Prophet, Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that in whose praise is the verse. Allah has promised to those who believe and do good deeds, that they shall have forgiveness, and a mighty reward. The Holy Quran 5, 9. The Prophet replied, on the Day of Judgment, a white bright flag will be prepared, and an announcer will announce that, the believers and their leader or chief may get up, and also along with them all those who believed in the messengership of Muhammad. At that time Ali ibn Abi Talib will get up, and the said flag will be given in his hands. Under that flag all the former and latter emigrants, muhajirs, and helpers, ansars, will gather without inclusion of anyone else. Then, Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, will sit on a radiant pulpit and every one of the aforesaid persons will be made to stand before him one by one, and the Hazrat will give them rewards and light. When the last one of them will have got it, they shall be told, you have already seen your rank, and abode in paradise, and recognized the same. The Lord of the universe says the reward and great prize is with me. Then, the Hazrat will take those under the flag to paradise, and send the others to hell. And the meaning of the following verse is also the same. And as for those who believe in Allah and His apostles, these it is that are the truthful and the faithful ones in the sight of their Lord, they shall have their reward, and their light, and as for those who disbelieve and reject our communications, these are the inmates of the hell. The Holy Quran 57:19. The Hazrat said, the truthful and the faithful ones, are those whose hearts have the love of Amirul Mu'minin therein. And, those who disbelieve and reject our communications, means they become apostates and did not believe in the wilaya of Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali and rejected his right.
Obviously, the explanation by the Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam, is the one, according to which the wilaya of these holy personalities, is the main part of faith, and the same wilaya is also necessary for all other parts of faith, because the roots and branches of Islam are known only through their statements, and this is the reason why faith should be explained through their wilaya. It is so, because everyone knows that, the faith is in the maximum in them, and the meaning of disbelief, kafir, should also be ascertained only through the wilaya. Obviously because taking away the main part of faith, which is wilaya, will be nothing, but disbelief. Moreover the rejection of whatever has come from the Prophet of Allah, is but total disbelief, and the meaning of polytheist, mushrik, is to associate anyone with the wilaya of the Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali and to reject it. It is so for some reasons. First, to appoint a leader or imam, against the imam appointed by Allah, is to become a partner of Allah. Second, to obey a person against the command of Allah, is to worship that person, as Allah has said in the Holy Quran, do not worship Satan. Here Allah has said that to obey him is to worship him, and also said, the priests and monks of the people of the book, have declared themselves as God. Thus, Allah has considered it worship. Thus, the obedience of anyone except Him, is considered by Allah as false worship. Third, Allah has attributed many things related with His friends as related to Himself. For example, to oppress someone, is oppress him, and he considers allegiance to his friend, as allegiance to himself. Therefore, it is quite possible that, he may have considered association or shirk, with them, the 12 infallible Imams alayhimus salam, as association or shirk with himself.